Hi guys, it's Steph here, and yeah, it's time. It's that time of the year again. It's Christmas. How are you guys feeling the holidays? How are you? How are you doing? So I've been trying to come up with something, and I finally came up with something. I have a friend here with me, and he decided to join my podcast today. Rather, he gingered me to do this podcast today. So I wanted to do something different. I don't want it to be the same thing I've been doing over and over and over and over again. So I decided to come up with questions and answers, like random questions. Let's just get to know this person. So if you are friends with this person, please share this link. Let's know him more. So yeah, with me I have Emiko. Hi Emiko.
Hello.
Why are you laughing?
Hello, Stephanie.
How are you?
I'm fine.
How was your day? Brother, how is your day going?
I'm going smoothly.
Okay. Welcome to All That Matters with Steph.
Thank you.
Okay, please, I would like you to be audible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Should I enter my phone? So here, I have podcast, question and answer with Emiko. First of all, I want to know that your name, Emiko, what does it mean?
Emiko means peace of mind. It's a name from the Niger Delta part of Nigeria, or to be precise. Emiko means peace of mind. Emiko means...
Serious now?
Okay, I'm serious. Emiko means peace of mind. It's a name from the Niger Delta part of Nigeria.
Okay.
Worry, precisely.
Okay. So that is not, it's not a nickname, that is your name, Emiko.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you know that when I first met you, I thought it was your, like, your nickname?
No. It's not my nickname.
Okay. Basically, I want the listeners to know a lot about you. So be real, be honest, be free, be fun. It's a fun podcast.
Yes. Yeah, let's be real.
Okay. So I have different questions here. Anyone you don't want to answer, you can just say skip.
Okay.
I would politely skip.
Voila.
My first question, what is the biggest lesson you learned this year?
Don't procrastinate.
Why did you learn that lesson? Or how did you learn that lesson?
The stuff that I intended doing last year that I couldn't do because I procrastinated, but this year I was more intentional about taking.
Okay, so you learned it from last year to this year?
Yes, I learned lessons from last year that helped me this year, so.
Okay.
That's it.
That's nice. Do not procrastinate.
Yes.
Okay. Romantic vacation or a solo trip?
Solo trip.
Why a solo trip? Why are you laughing? Why a solo trip? I want to know.
I just need space.
You just need space.
Sometimes
I'm very tempted to ask you your age, but I'm not going to ask you. But I know you're old enough to get married and have kids.
Okay.
So why did you choose a solo trip at this your age?
I'm yet to get married now. So.
All these years.
Yes.
You've been having solo trips on your own.
Yes.
To Lagos, to wherever, Abuja,
yes.
Ghana,
yes.
Going and coming back.
Yes.
And you still want solo trip?
Until I get married.
Until you get married?
Yes. Let me enjoy solo trip.
Nice. Let's leave it there. What is your definition of living a good life?
Having a good relationship with God and...
With God.
Yes.
Okay.
And no, just a good relationship with God, that's all that matters.
Do you know that some people have a good relationship with God, but on this earth they are bad people?
How can you have a good relationship with God and be a bad person?
No. Why are you saying like you don't know humans? Why are you talking like humans?
How do you know that? How do you know they have a good... It's a personal thing, okay? Nobody knows. You don't announce it that you have a good relationship with God.
Okay.
It's between you and God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's leave it there. Voila. What is your favorite childhood memory?
when I got baptized and when
you're a church boy. And they are doing it for this serious now.
When I got baptized and when I won when I got a scholarship in school.
Which scholarship did you get?
I had if two is double, three is what, triple promotion.
Triple promotion where?
From KG1 to Primary 1.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Which school, please?
Bread of Life, Nigerian Primary School.
Yes, I will take my chance. Okay. What do you do when you need some inspiration?
I drink alcohol.
Please, I advise you listeners, don't go with that. No, it's not a good experience.
I drink alcohol.
It's Shusha.
I drink alcohol. Which one is Shusha? I drink alcohol and I just sit down and think. I like,
have your
just
own
sit
space.
Down, have my own. Yes, exactly. Something.
Don't
like
go
that.
Where people are. Just have your own space and drinking.
That's right. Hello.
You started with your effects. That's why I sip my alcohol.
Next question.
Okay. Who do you first go to when you have a big decision? Wait, let me help you to answer that one. Because from the questions I've been asking you, God, Ali.
Yes.
Okay. Skip it. What's your thoughts on AI, artificial intelligence?
I've never used it, so I don't know.
You know everything like this. Even your computer gone as AI. Your phone as AI. Oh, yeah. And the world is coming to an AI world.
Yeah, I know it sounds archaic, but I've never used it. Maybe. Maybe eventually.
Don't do yourself, please. Please. What's your thought on Zodiac? Zodiac signs.
I don't believe in zodiac signs. It's a thing, but I don't believe it affects someone's personality. I'm Aquarius, for example, and
it doesn't affect your personality. It has nothing to do with your personality.
No.
Are you sure?
I don't believe in.
But there are some people that believe in it so much. I've talked about it on one of my podcasts before.
I don't believe in it.
Okay. If you could be any age for the rest of your life, what age would that be?
Any age for the rest of my life?
Yes.
30.
Are you up to 30?
Yeah, almost 30.
So just on day 30. Yeah. That means you don't even want to marry. You don't want to get married.
No,
you just want day that 30.
I want to get married, but 30, I think that's when my pre-cortex...
As your brain has developed fully.
Yes, I can. I'll begin to reason very, very differently. I'll be in between my youth and
he's not in between though. You've passed your youth already.
Okay,
it's not necessarily past.
I'm not even an ugly youth, I'm sexy youth. Okay.
Okay. I beg you. Okay. What advice will you give your younger ones that can help them navigate life?
Care less about what people say about you.
Even your parents.
What people say about you. Not what your parents can only advise you.
But your parents are people.
No, I'm okay, apart from your parents.
Okay.
But if you get to a point where you begin to make decisions for yourself.
I said your younger ones too.
Yes, now care less about what people have to say about you. What will people say? That's number one. Number two. Which part? Where choosing a partner? Because I have sisters.
So
why choosing a partner? Go with your own. With the picture you've created in your head, your own principles, not I know what social media and the world at large portrays to be the best or presents.
That's actually a topic, because what social media portrays to people is alarming.
Yeah.
But a topic for another day. Another day. Okay, what advice would you give your elder ones?
I don't get to.
If you had to travel for the holidays, where would you want to go to? So if I give you now a ticket to go anywhere in the world, where would you go to?
Mauritius.
Eh?
Or Santorini.
Eh?
Santorini.
Where is Santorini?
Santorini. In Greece.
Please, where is Santorini?
In Greece.
In Greece.
Yes.
So you like to go to Greece?
Yes.
I thought...
On a solo trip.
Okay. All the best for you. So yeah, we've come to the end of this podcast. It was not so long. It's not so short. You guys have heard about Emiko and heard what and what he would like to do. First of all, I'm not in line with that solo trip, but anyways, it is what it is. You've heard about him, and if you want anybody, I mean anybody, to be on this podcast, you can message me on my WhatsApp 090-115-21627 or message me on Instagram steph.annie_nk.
Steph.annie.
I repeat, steph. No. Let me stand there now.
Sorry.
steph. annie_nk. Thank you for listening. I love you all. Mwah.